the Sportscast, December 20th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Apple Podcast. And if you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, you can listen to us on online digital radio. You can also visit us on thesportscast.net and visit our Twitter, thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Wow, what a week last week. I was out. I was on vacation. Had to come back this week for Christmas week. And join us, my co-host today, Joe Toscano, with some technical difficulties. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You nailed it. What was that one phrase you were telling me? It's when technology works.
When technology works, it's a wonderful thing. You know, we're thousands of miles apart and we're talking to each other. But when it doesn't work, like Microsoft Windows deciding to install updates or crash at the worst possible time, then it really stinks.
You're still with Microsoft Windows. Why haven't you switched to the Mac?
You know, I tried. I tried to be a Mac person. It's a very difficult transition.
It is. It is pretty difficult. Not that easy for some people. Some people it is like walk in the park, but it's not for some people. Okay. So this past weekend, a lot of tell. We know this. Steelers are still in the playoff hunt, and they can still make it, Joe.
Staying alive. Staying alive. It's like the song. Staying alive. It's basically it. They found a way to win. The Titans were very generous. This is a time of giving, and they gave the game to the Steelers. So very, very generous of them.
Something about that team is the exposure of Ryan Tannehill, who definitely could not survive without Derrick Henry.
You're just bitter because he's a former Dolphin. I know. I see through you, buddy.
Well, yeah, that's what has been the whole talk of the town about. Hey, you know, Tannehill wasn't as hot as you thought he was. So, but other than that, the AFC North is pretty tight. We'll get to that later in the show. Last night, Bucks 9-0 loss with the Saints. That was a pitiful game.
You could just sum it up as saying that Tom Brady's kryptonite is New Orleans Saints. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Anytime he plays the Saints are going to win. It doesn't matter what the state of the team is, what's going on. The Saints are going to win. They have his number somehow.
It's something else. Anyways, are you ready to recap NFL Week 15?
Let's do it.
All right. First shocker of this past weekend was a little bit gloomy. The Lions being the Detroit beating the Cardinals. 30-12. Lions, the worst team in the NFL. Cardinals, the best team in the NFL, supposedly. Murray had a shaky performance. You know, not that good. 23-41 for 257 yards. With the touchdown and an interception, the Lions got the best of it, Joe.
You know, it is the NFL, and any team can beat any team on any given Sunday. But I think the Cardinals are in a little bit of trouble. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, but they are slumping at the worst possible time. They missed DeAndre Hopkins, and Kyler Murray is just not playing really good right now. So they're just slumping at the worst possible time.
And D-Hop is out. He could come back for the playoffs. That pushed the Cardinals down to the third or fourth seed. So definitely looking forward to see what's going to happen next couple of weeks. If they had to lose all games, why lose against the Lions? I don't understand. Lost against the Rams last week, I believe. Panthers, Bills defeated the Panthers 31-14. Bills have lost two in a row. They needed this win. Cam Newton finished for 39 for 156 yards. The Bills team helped out Josh Allen, who was going through a lot of injuries with his left foot.
The Bills, they You could just sum it up by saying this: run the ball. What is wrong with you? That's all the Bills do. When all they do is pass and not run the ball at all, they either lose or they're in trouble. But when they have a balanced attack, when they run the ball and pass, then they're really good.
Yeah.
Just run the ball.
Run the ball, which the running back, Singletary, ran for a season best of 86 yards. Pretty good for the Bills. They needed that win. The Cowboys, top of the NFC East, beat the Giants 21-6. DeMarcus Lawrence forces a turnover and made two other big plays that led to 15 points, and the Dallas defense forced four turnovers for the third straight game. The Cowboys inch closer to their first playoff berth since 2018, not too long ago. Easy win. Giants are out with no quarterback Daniel Jones. They had Mike Glennon. Cowboys defense, right?
Defense. I mean, this was a game on an easy setting. It was a gimme game, didn't really mean much. The Giants are terrible, so it was a nice win, but it really doesn't really say much about the Cowboys. They were expected to win,
which they'll clinch the NFC East if Washington and the Eagles tie tomorrow,
which could happen.
I hope another tie. Texans defeat the Jaguars 30-16. Texans won their eighth straight against the Jaguars and swept the AFC South series for the ninth time in the last 11 years. Texan quarterbacks Davis Mills is taking charge, one for the first time in eight starts. He connected with Brandon Cooks, Joe, twice for touchdowns, once early and again later in the game. Not much to say. Jaguars lost their coach last week. This was a deserving win for the Texans.
The Jaguars lost the game, but they really won because they got rid of that idiot Urban Meyer. Go back to college. Go back to your restaurant. Go back to whatever heck you were doing, buddy. He was kicking the kicker. He kicked the kicker.
Was he throwing
quarters at the quarterback or something?
That's old school. Old school coaching there.
Yeah, it is.
Dolphins, .500. Beat the Jets. 31-24. Duke Johnson ran for 107 yards, had a career best, two touchdowns. They were down 10-0. Jets and the Dolphins were going back at it, but the Dolphins are only one game away from the Bills, Joe.
How about that? Huge. They put themselves in such a hole earlier in the season, and now they're one game behind the Bills, and they're in contention for a playoff spot. So, hey, great for them.
I take it. But they have to win out, though. They can't slip. They can't slip. They got to win all out and see what happens. The game of the day, Steelers 19, Titans 13. Roethlisberger finished for 16 of 25 for 148 yards. This game says Steelers are still in it. Joe, do you believe in this? Do you have hope still for the Steelers this season?
Who knows what to think about the Steelers? They have so many problems. I mean, they look so bad against some teams, the Bengals and the Vikings, and they looked good enough against the Titans, and all you need to do is win, and they did. But really, the Titans handed them this game. Four turnovers. It was the gift of giving. It was a beautiful Christmas present, and we'll take it. But I don't know what it says about the Steelers.
How about Joe Hayden? What a game!
Joe Hayden saved the game. I mean, that's why you learn how to tackle. They had a fourth down and six. And they threw it for 5 yards, and it was between Joe Hayden and the receiver. Joe Hayden made a great tackle, stopped him, and that was the end of the game.
And Joe knows how to tackle, I heard. Okay, let's go.
I know how to tackle a buffet.
49ers beat the Falcons 31-13. Jeremy Garoppolo, playing for his career, threw for 235 yards and a touchdown. San Francisco ran for three more scores, and Niners won their fifth time in six games. This Niners team is not done yet. They're going has a streak, Joe.
You know, it's all about health for the 49ers. When they have Kittle healthy, when they have a lot of their players healthy, they will do, especially Kittle. He is such a matchup nightmare, and he is such a big part of that team. When he's healthy and he's on, they're unstoppable. Jimmy G, he's efficient. He's good enough. He's no superstar, but when he's good, when he's on, when he's not making mistakes, and that offense is working, hey, that's all they need.
That's all they need. Broncos lost against Cincinnati Bengals 15-10. A lot to say there. This is an AFC North implication here. What are your thoughts over this game? Winning Denver is huge.
Huge for the Bengals, really bad for the Broncos because the Broncos are really struggling to. I mean, they're in the 12th seed right now for a playoff spot. They lost Teddy Bridgewater, which was, and they might lose him for the rest of the season, so that's really bad. But the Bengals might end up winning the AFC North.
Wow.
These are huge wins. I think the Ravens are going to slip. And I think the Bengals will come out ahead. So we'll see. The Bengals are, and they might be the best team in the division. They're young, and which means they're inconsistent. But they could be really good.
Joe has surrendered to the Bengals, haven't you?
Probably.
Ravens had a chance to tie up the game against the Packers. They went for 2-point conversion. Joe remembers this because they tried to do this against the Steelers a couple weeks ago. They failed again with Mark Andrews, and they lose to the Packers by a point. 31-30. Joe, what happened there?
You know, you got to give credit to Harbaugh. He believes in his team, and he wanted to go for the win. Did it against the Steelers and it failed. It did it against the Packers and it failed. But hey, I understand why he would want to do it in both situations. It just didn't happen to work. Either time, if it was a good throw, they would have won. So, you know, it happens. He puts, like he said after the game, you have probably a better percentage right there on that play than if you took the tie and went into overtime, because who knows what's going to happen then.
It's true. Aaron Rodgers threw for 268 yards. Another 2-point loss. Huntley looked pretty good, though, for a backup, you think?
He sure did. He might be one of the better backups in the league. I don't know much about him. I don't know where he's come from or what's going on, but he was basically almost as good as Lamar Jackson, running the ball, passing. To bring him back, they were down 2 touchdowns, and he brought him back. So kudos to him.
49 yards, able to drive down the field. Let's look at, now Sunday Night Football. Saints defeated the Bucs 9-0. Cameron Jordan and the New Orleans Saints defense gave Brady a huge fit. The haunt is still on. The of course, Saints put the Bucs division to clinch the NFC North on hold, but they lost two receivers, Godwin and Mike Evans, to a hamstring. They're calling back Antonio Brown. At first they said, no, we don't want him. Now they're coming back because they need him.
Oh, boy. That's a very messy situation with Antonio Brown. I mean, not only did he have that vaccination thing, but he was gone like half of the year for either an ankle injury or leg injury or something like that. So who knows what's going to happen there? The Saints are really intriguing right now. They are holding on to that last playoff spot. So I mean, we've seen they have a great defense, and maybe they could just get good enough with their just enough from their offense with Taysom Hill and Kamara. So maybe they might do something.
They might. They need people. Of course, they have Gronk, and I think Fournette went out as well.
I think the Bucs are going to win the division and, make the playoffs easily. So maybe they just need to hang on for these last three games and get healthy. But, injuries, that's not good.
Just three games. Aaron Bernstein from Sports Talk 101 says, Ravens deserve that loss. They should have gone for that field goal at the beginning of the game and gone for the extra point at the end to send it to overtime.
Well, that's the whole thing with these analytics and all that stuff. You know, it's like go for two. I mean, go for it on fourth down. Go for it. I mean, look at the Chargers. They handed the game to the Chiefs on Thursday night because they kept going for it on fourth down when they should have just kicked a field goal. So, hey, you live by the analytics, you die by the analytics.
Godwin is out for the regular season.
Well, that sucks because he's on my fantasy team.
Aaron says, I get the Saints won the game, and that is the ultimate goal, but that win was disgusting.
It was not fun. The only interesting thing that happened in that game was Tom Brady threw that Microsoft tablet. And that was probably happening the same thing that happened to me a few minutes ago, where it was working on updates and said, do not turn off your computer, and restarting and stuff like that. So he saw that. It's like, get this thing out of here.
Let's look at the standings. AFC East, Patriots at first with 9-5, Bills 8-6, Dolphins 7-7, Jets 3-11. Dolphins are still in it, only one game apart. Patriots, that loss against the Colts wasn't good. They could have, keep it with that number one seed. Do the Patriots are, going to eventually win this, or maybe like the Bills have a shot?
Well, it all comes down to the next time the Bills play the Patriots in Foxborough, which is coming up soon. I think maybe next week or something like that. So basically, that's going to be for the division. If the Bills can pull it out, fine. I think they have a lot to prove. I think they'll be very angry because of how the Patriots beat the Bills in Buffalo with that whole thing with the weather. So I think the Patriots are good, but you got to remember they have a rookie quarterback, and we'll see. You know, they might not be unbeatable.
They might not be. Chiefs 10-4, Chargers 8-6, Broncos 7-7, Raiders 6-7. I think it's the Chiefs. I think they're going all the way.
Yeah, I mean, they started the season horribly. And they really turned it around, and they are now the number one seed. They play the Steelers next, so we'll see how badly they beat the Steelers.
AFC North, Joe has surrendered the Bengals to be the first place, 8-6. Ravens 8-6. Browns 7-6. Steelers 7-6. Wow, this AFC North is tight. I mean, can you say that it's probably still in play?
It is still possible for the Steelers to win the division, but what they have to hope for is that the Bengals keep losing, because the Bengals have a tiebreaker over the Steelers. So the Bengals have to keep losing, the Ravens have to keep losing, and the Browns have to keep losing. So if everybody loses and the Steelers win, then miracles can happen.
Big Ben has been finding ways to win. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, basically what's been happening is they get destroyed in the first two or three quarters of the game, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, just they magically start playing great, and they mount these great comebacks, which sometimes work and sometimes don't. So, yeah, Big Ben, hey, this is the Big Ben farewell tour, so we'll see how it goes.
Last dance. Are you hearing something that I'm not hearing? You think he's –
This is it.
Okay. Well,
this is it.
That's all he's saying. AFC South, Titans 9-5, Colts 8-6, Texans 3-11, Jaguars 2-12. Titans and Colts. Can we see a Colts winning this division, perhaps?
It's very possible, but you have to remember that the Titans beat the Colts twice. So what the Colts have to hope for is to just have a better record than the Titans, because they would lose on the tiebreaker.
NFC East, Cowboys 10-4, Washington 6-7, Eagles 6-7, Giants 4-19. When will the Cowboys clinch this, Joe?
Next week.
Not tomorrow.
Maybe sooner. Not tomorrow. I mean, Washington still could. It's funny, in the NFC, there's teams with really good records, but then for that like last playoff spot, there's some really crappy teams. So it's possible for Washington or the Eagles to still make the playoffs.
Washington actually had to get a practice squad quarterback from New England, so I believe he has to play tomorrow because Heinicke has COVID.
Oh boy. Yeah, COVID is a big deal. COVID is a big story in the NFL right now. So we'll see how that all plays out.
NFC North, Packers 11-3, Vikings 6-7, Bears 4-9, Lions 2-11. Packers have the number one seed right now in the NFC, Joe.
Hey, Matt LaFleur has been a coach for 3 years of the Packers, and for 3 years, not only have they won the NFC North, they've won it handily, and they've had one of the top seeds, and they almost made it to the Super Bowl each of those years. So, whatever they're doing, it's working very well for them, and they're doing it despite injuries, which I believe some of those people are going to come back. So the Packers are going to be even stronger,
and possibly having a number one seed. So we'll see what happens.
Possibly.
NFC South, Bucks 10-4, Saints at second at 7-7, Falcons 6-8, Panthers 5-9. Saints are second place. Can they make the playoffs?
It's possible. I mean, they're in a playoff spot right now. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, they don't really have a quarterback. But, you know, you if you win with running and defense, it's possible.
It's possible. Saints hunts the Bucks, but the Bucks have beaten the Saints in the playoffs, which where it counts the most. So.
Yeah. Well. We'll see.
We'll see what happens if they meet again in the playoffs. Okay, predictions. We got games tonight and games tomorrow night, and they're both are going to be pretty stacked. Tonight, let's start off with Monday Night Football. Raiders at Browns. What's going to happen there, Joe? Browns are from the AFC North.
I hate to say it, but go Raiders. But the Browns are just. I mean, the reason why this got rescheduled is because they had so many players with COVID.
Wasn't like 20 or 25?
Something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, you know, you'd think that would put the Raiders at a great advantage. But, I mean, just this past January in the playoffs, it was almost the exact same situation. The Browns had a bunch of players with COVID. They went into Pittsburgh even without a coach, and they beat the Steelers. So who knows what's going to happen.
Minnesota at Chicago, AFC North showdown. They're competing for that second place. Well, not really. Bears are 4-9. Vikings are 6-7. So the Bears have to catch up. What's going to happen in Soldier Field tonight?
Absolute must win for the Vikings, but it's a rivalry game. It's a division game. So you never know what's going to happen in those. Maybe the Bears will really bring it. Maybe the Vikings are actually not that good. You know, they destroyed the Steelers, but that was an easy difficulty game. So maybe they have a false sense of superiority. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears won this.
Tuesday Night Football, which we haven't seen that in almost a year. Seahawks at the Rams. NFC West showdown, of course. Seahawks are pretty much almost out. Is this very predictable? Is it going to be the Rams?
Well, it's another rivalry game. It's another division game, so anything could happen. But, yeah, I mean, the Rams are looking really good lately, so I would expect the Rams to win, but you never know. By the way, in my ideal future, I want an NFL game every single day. I want Monday games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I want every day, I want at least one NFL game.
That would be pretty cool, actually. I don't know if the NFLPA would agree with it. But.
I think that's the future. I think that's going to happen in the future because of, you know, the ratings are sky high for NFL games.
True. And TV networks need those ratings. Big game of the week. They say this could be the battle for the NFCS number two spot. Washington at the Eagles. Remember, Washington is out with their starting quarterback. Eagles might have the advantage, and they're in Philly. What's going to happen there?
You'd think the Eagles are going to win, but who knows? I don't have a lot of faith in the Eagles. This is a very weird game. I'll say Eagles, but it's wacky.
It's who knows? It could be a tie.
It could be a tie.
Cowboys
are hoping for a tie.
Christmas random poll question of the day: what is your favorite Christmas carol? Options are "Oh Holy Night," "Silent Night," "The Herald Angels Sing," Hark the angels, herald angels sing, or O come all ye faithful.
Wow, those are all good. I can't pick. Those are all good choices. Who's winning?
Winning right now is Hark the herald angels sing.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a good one.
Okay, I'll just put that as your answer.
Yeah, put that down as my answer.
Joe, what is the best way to reach you to ask you if you sing Christmas carols?
I would love to sing Christmas carols. I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, V and 7F.
Oh, okay, good. And you can reach us at TheSportsCast1 on Twitter, TheSportsCast.net on our website, and, of course, on Instagram, TheSportsCast1. Schedule changed for this week only. Sports Talk 101 will be on Wednesday after the Washington game on Tuesday because they want to recap what's going to happen tomorrow. I think that game is going to be pretty messy. So I said it is worth the schedule change to recap that game. Of course, we got football almost all week. We got Monday, Tuesday, then Thursday. We jumped, and I think another game on Saturday. So should be pretty stacked. Almost, you know, to your dream to have a football game every day.
I love it. Bring it on.
Well, Joe Toscano, I'm going to eat some sugar cookies right now. I hope you have a great Monday afternoon.
I hope you have a great Monday afternoon, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, hopefully I see you before the New Year. But, yeah, have a nice Christmas. Yes. And nice holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
You too.